This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Bolton Medical recalls Relay Pro thoracic stent grafts over deployment failure risk. Bolton Medical has initiated a voluntary worldwide recall of its Relay Pro thoracic stent graft system after reports that affected devices may fail to unclasp from their delivery mechanism during implantation, potentially requiring emergency conversion to open surgical repair. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration, FDA, classified the recall as a Class 1 event, the most serious category, indicating that use or exposure to the product could cause serious injury or death. Class FA recall classification, indicating risk of serious injury or death from deployment failure, thoracic stent graft deployment risk hierarchy, A recall classifications and associated clinical consequences, 2024, Class 1. Bolton Relay Pro, serious injury or death, Class 2, temporary adverse health, Class 3 minor, unlikely adverse. Source, FDA Medical Device Recall Classifications, 2024, Georgian Medical Journal News, the mechanical failure at the heart of the recall. The Relay Pro system is designed to deliver a fabric-covered metal scaffold, stent graft, into the thoracic aorta to reinforce weakened arterial walls. During the procedure, the device is advanced through a catheter and must unclasp cleanly from the delivery system once positioned correctly. When this unclasp mechanism fails, the graft remains tethered to the delivery catheter, leaving the surgeon unable to proceed with standard minimally invasive technique. According to the FDA recall notice, the failure to unclasp forces clinicians to convert to open surgical repair, a far more traumatic intervention requiring full thoracic incision, general anesthesia, and extracorporeal circulation support. The FDA recall notice explicitly states the potential for patient death, why this recall matters for vascular surgery and patient safety. When the device fails to deploy, patients face not only the original aneurysm risk, but also the acute danger of emergency conversion, which prolongs operative time and increases exposure to surgical complications. Bolton Medical's decision to issue a Class 1 recall signals acknowledgement that the risk of harm outweighs any benefit of continued distribution. This recall also underscores the importance of robust post-market surveillance and quality control in medical device manufacturing. Deployment failure during stent graft placement is a preventable adverse event if manufacturing tolerances are maintained and quality assurance processes detect defects before release. Clinician and patient implications. Hospitals and interventional centers currently holding inventory of Relay Pro grafts have been advised to quarantine affected lots and return them to Bolton Medical. Patients scheduled for thoracic endovascular aortic repair, TEVA, using the Relay Pro system should discuss alternative devices with their surgical teams. For patients who have already received a Relay Pro implant without incident, no urgent clinical action is required. However, close follow-up imaging and symptom monitoring remain standard post-operative care. Physicians are encouraged to report any suspected deployment failures to both Bolton Medical and the FDA MedWatch program, which strengthens the post-market surveillance network and informs future safety updates. Bolton Medical initiated a worldwide Class 1 recall of the Relay Pro thoracic stent graft system due to reports of deployment failure that may force emergency conversion to open surgical repair with potential for serious patient harm or death. U.S. Food and Drug Administration, FDA, 2024 key takeaways, the Relay Pro stent graft may fail to unclasp from its delivery system, rendering it unusable and forcing surgeons to convert to open surgical repair, a far more invasive procedure. This Class 1 recall is the most serious FDA classification, indicating potential for serious injury or death, highlighting the critical importance of device reliability in interventional cardiothoracic procedures. Affected hospitals should quarantine inventory and discuss alternative thoracic staffed options with patients. Clinicians should report any suspected deployment failures to FDA MedWatch to strengthen post-market surveillance and prevent future device-related adverse events. Frequently asked questions: what is a thoracic stent graft, and why is deployment failure so dangerous? A. Thoracic stent graft is a fabric-covered metal tube inserted via catheter into the aorta tor, enforce weakened areas, and prevent rupture. Deployment failure traps the graft in the delivery system, preventing the surgeon from removing the catheter safely and forcing conversion to open surgery. Should I seek immediate medical attention if I received a RelayPro implant? No urgent action is needed for patients who received a RelayPro implant without incident. However, inform your vascular surgeon of this recall and ensure you maintain regular imaging follow-up and symptom monitoring as part of standard postoperative care. Contact your surgeon if you experience new chest or back pain, shortness of breath, or unexplained hemodynamic changes. Are there alternative thoracic stent grafts I can discuss with my surgeon? Your vascular surgeon can advise which system is most appropriate based on your anatomy and clinical presentation. Hospital inventory of alternatives should be confirmed before scheduling your procedure. The thoracic stent graft market remains robust, with multiple competing devices available and undergoing continuous refinement. This recall, while serious, reflects the FDA's vigilant oversight of device safety and Bolton Medical's responsibility to protect patient welfare. Vascular surgeons and patients should treat this as a reminder of the critical importance of device traceability, lot tracking, and open communication between manufacturers, regulators, and clinical centers. Stronger adherence to these principles across the medical device industry can prevent similar failures and maintain confidence in evidence-based device selection and patient safety protocols. Source: Thoracic Stent Graft Recall. Bolton Medical removes RelayPro system. At context, medical recalls RelayPro thoracic stent grafts over deployment failure risk. Description: Bolton Medical RelayPro thoracic stent graft recalled by FDA as class 1 over deployment failure risk. May require emergency open surgery. Full clinical implications explained. Author: At Type Organization, name GMJ Editorial Team. Publisher: At Type Organization, name GMJ News, Georgian Medical Journal. Date published: 2026-05-21. Date modified: 2025-21. At context, is a thoracic stent graft, and why is deployment failure so dangerous? Accepted answer: At type answer. Text: A thoracic stent graft is a fabric covered metal tube inserted via catheter into the aorta to reinforce weakened areas and prevent rupture. Deployment failure traps the graft in the delivery system, preventing the surgeon from removing the catheter safely and forcing conversion to open surgery. Open thoracic repair carries substantially higher mortality than endovascular repair, especially in elderly or high-risk patients who initially elected the minimally invasive approach. At type question. Name: Should I seek immediate medical attention if I received a RelayPro implant? Accepted answer: At type answer. Text: No urgent action is needed for patients who received a RelayPro implant without incident. However, inform your vascular surgeon of this recall and ensure you maintain regular imaging follow-up and symptom monitoring as part of standard postoperative care. Contact your surgeon if you experience new chest or back pain, shortness of breath, or unexplained hemodynamic changes. At type question. Name: Are there alternative thoracic stent grafts I can discuss with my surgeon? Accepted answer. At type answer. Text: Yes. The Zenith TX2 and GORE-TAG thoracic stent grafts are well-established alternatives with extensive clinical safety and durability data. Your vascular surgeon can advise which system is most appropriate based on your anatomy and clinical presentation. Hospital inventory of alternatives should be confirmed before scheduling your procedure.